This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gerard Mayo is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with five New England offices or at NortheastMen'sHealth.com. By Land Rover of Norwood, by Drains, Look at what is that supposed to read right there?
Drains by James.
Drains by, but
it's John's.
It doesn't say that.
Nope.
And also by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
We love James.
You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Doing okay.
Extra.
Obviously disappointed.
Disappointed?
In the game.
Yeah.
I thought defensively and special teams wise, I thought, you know, those guys played good enough to win the game. Offensively, you know, a lot of challenges and just not good enough.
Things look different when you're watching as a fan, so
probably
looks completely different to you. But is that the worst game you've been involved in your professional career?
Not at all.
Not at all.
No, there have been bad losses around here, but once again, my focus is on this one, and it's a true loss if we don't learn from it, including myself. So, been around some tough games.
12 penalties over 100 yards. I know you're disappointed. You put that more on the guys or on you as the head coach?
It initially starts with me, and you know, we just have to be better. I will say, like, going back to some of those penalties that happened in the game, I mean, some of them were questionable. You know, like, even with Nick, you know, they said he moved the ball forward and called him for that penalty. And there were other things that happened, but, you know, when it's all said and done, they called the penalty, and we just have to be better.
Gerard, one of the things that you consistently talk about where you're struggling is your inability to throw the football. Like you said, you ran the ball well, you played good defense, special teams. What are you going to do differently moving forward that you think you guys need to do to change it so you can start making some plays?
Yeah, look, we're in the solution business. No matter who the players are in the locker room, like, we as coaches have to come up with solutions. And, you know, I say it every week. Every spot is going to be evaluated, and it still holds true today.
We talk about this with the Red Sox. Do you have the personnel on this football team, on this roster, to be winning these games?
Look, we're always looking to get better. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, our roster is good or bad. Like, this is what we're working with. And it's my job and the coaching staff's job to get these guys to go out there and perform at a high level consistently here and going forward.
This past week, there's been a lot of reports, whether it was the mutiny report that in the locker room, it's teetering on a mutiny. You had Godchow, Covington talking about players being selfish out there. What is the issue right now when you look at this team? Are we blowing it out of proportion, or is there a lot of frustration behind closed doors?
No, I don't. You know, the mutiny report is what it is. You know, guys put out things all the time. You know, if it's true or false, like, I mean, that's for you guys to decide and you guys to, you know, kind of put your spin on those things. What I will say is
the unfortunate thing, just heads up, in a mutiny, the captain is the last one to know. So
just be
careful.
No, I appreciate
like,
that.
But, like, lock the doors.
Thanks.
Or whatever.
No, yes.
Greg has no idea what we're planning.
he's never played team sports. But,
I was on the bench.
But what I will say is, you know,
I got a uniform, but yes, go ahead.
When a player comes out and says, look, the player, you guys use what the players say, and they also use you guys as vessels to get the word to the players as well, because they all listen to it, they all read it, see it on special team. I'm sorry, see it on social media.
Yeah.
What I will say, you know, I agree. Like, some of the plays that we had, and this goes back a couple of weeks now, letting the quarterback out of the pocket. It's like, look, let's play within the scheme. And I tell the guys all the time, like, this is the canvas. I don't care what picture you paint, but just stay on the canvas. And so you have to have those guardrails to keep those guys in order. And if you're not doing your job, then, look, you can't be on the field.
So yeah, is there truth to it? Just the mutiny?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I'm the last to know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
right.
Okay. But it seemed like...
You guys should ask the player. I'm not sure if you have. You should ask the player.
We asked Jelani Tavai about it, and he said on Friday, said absolutely not.
You could ask everyone.
Yeah.
I did ask Jelani Tavai about Jacoby Brissett and whether he thought Jacoby gave the team the best chance to win. And he paused said, I don't know, you have to ask Coach Mayo.
Which I would say it's all good to pause. When you ask a question, sometimes you got to think about
it. Oh, I wish I had more often.
Yeah.
But in all sincerity, so do you believe that the plan, whatever it is the most effective way to build at the most important position?
Look, we're going to get better. And once again, I would say all positions are always being evaluated. I mean, pause.
So I guess maybe to piggyback off his question a little bit, do you feel like at this moment right now, Jacoby Brissett still gives you the best chance of winning?
Look, we haven't had our full staff meeting today. That's a conversation not only at that spot, but all the spots, you know, how we get better as a football team. We're not playing well. It's not a secret. And being the head coach of this team, like, I have to accept all the responsibility for that.
Are there, when it comes to the mutiny thing, are there players that express to you that they think that Drake May might give you a better chance to win?
I don't want to get into what players have told me in you know, in my office or anything like that.
Yeah.
But once again, we have to take a look at everything.
Yeah.
If you have a meritocracy, which I think you do, and you said that there have been times that Drake May has outplayed Jacoby Brissett, do you risk, let's say the locker room stuff's mostly nonsense made by the media, I'll buy that. Do you risk losing a locker room as a former standout all-pro player yourself if you see that the most important position isn't being occupied by the guy that gives the team the best chance to win?
Look, one thing I would say about Jacoby, and I've said this time and time again, and even yesterday he was hit quite a bit. Look, I admire his toughness and, you know, being able to get back up and continue to play the game. He made some good throws yesterday, and he also missed some throws, and that has shown up, you know, pretty, you know, all season. Now, in saying that, you know, he's been hammered back there in the pocket, and I think it's unfair to sit here and be too critical of him, but at the same time, recognizing to give this team the best chance to win, we have to be able to throw the ball. And so, like I said earlier, you know, it's a solution-based business, and we got to find solutions as coaches.
What was the plan for the end of the game yesterday? Was the plan to get the ball to Hunter Henry? Because it did seem like you just let time run off the clock.
That was a mis-execution
okay. On
multiple levels, which I would say as the game wore on, you know, the focus, especially in those critical situations, just wasn't there. And, you know, we have to do a better job, you know, making sure we understand these situations, which we go through situations all the time. And even going back, looking defensively, you know, they were just on the field too long. And it gets to a point in time where, you know, those guys are tired. We had a guy in Marte Mapu, you know, this is his first game and played the majority of the snaps. And, you know, we got to be in better condition. We got to be able to execute in those critical situations. And it starts with me.
Gerard, I think the biggest reason why we're frustrated as fans is we looked at this team before the season started and we looked and said, okay, on paper, you're better than Washington. We think you're better than Chicago and Denver. And then
I call cap on that.
No. I did. I sat on this radio station and said, this is a better football team on paper. Top 10 defense.
I think he's right.
Running game.
Chicago.
It's a hot year.
Yeah. Chicago.
Full cap.
So here's what I would say is when you see these young quarterbacks that are – looks like they're getting better. Mm-hmm. I think that's where the frustration for us as fans comes in because which is fair. We felt like we were going to be in that same situation and maybe we'd be sitting here, not to say at 4-1, but 3-2 with the headed in the right direction where we go, okay, we got our guy of the future.
Yeah, which is fair that you and the fans feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
I would say as a coach and being inside this building, and I've said it time and time again, like we have to do what's better, not only for the short term, but the long term, which I understand and don't fall into the narrative fallacy. This goes back to when Zuckerberg started Facebook and everyone started dropping out of college thinking they're going to start the next Facebook. We see a couple of quarterbacks out here doing well. There's also hundreds of examples over the years of it not going that same direction, and that's how I feel.
Yeah. I was going to say, when you look at, like Wiggy brought up the Commanders, you look at that organization, what is the difference when it comes to the result that they're getting from your perspective? Because you look similar.
Look, I know what you're trying to lead me to. Like the quarterback threw 90%.
I'm good.
Look, the quarterback, it starts, look, the quarterback at the Commanders, not to get into talking about other teams, like he threw, you know, 90% one game. I think the other game was, 85%? Look, he's playing well, and he's playing at a high level.
And remember, we never cap on this show. We're all facts.
Mm, you cap sometimes.
No, I never cap.
Yeah, so you cap. Pull your wife would say
pull the clip. Yeah, pull the clip. He doesn't have the clip.
Well, Wiggy talks so much that you can't remember which one was which, so
which
it usually bounces
out.
Which
is cap and which is not cap. Yes.
Gerard, we'd be remiss not to ask about Jabril Peppers. We just found out about that. Do you have anything to say? I know the organization said no further comment at this time, but as a head coach, this is a guy under you.
Yeah, he called me that morning. I knew what was going on, and the NFL, we've informed the NFL what was going on, and we're still gathering information.
So he's still on the team as far as you're aware?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone knows the facts or anything like that. I mean, it's a process.
How do you feel like the young wide receivers are progressing?
I think they are progressing. I would say, you know, look, let's look at Booty yesterday. I mean, the guy, you know, he gets a few catches, but I think the most impressive thing or the thing that I want them to hear is on that long run by Ramondre, Booty's out there blocking, and that's how you get to those big plays where everyone out there is helping one another.
With Ramondre, was the plan always to have him sit, not start, and then put him in the first quarter? Was that just you were going to see how the game went?
Well, I would say, you know, yesterday those guys rolled quite a bit, and the plan was, yeah, to have Gibby go in there and start the game off, and we'll go from there.
And I guess the last one for me is, it might not be my last one based on what you say, but how do you feel like, because I heard you talk about the coaching staff and you guys got to do better. How do you feel that Alex Van Pelt is doing, especially when you're offensive, when you're talking about the offense here, when it comes to designing plays, maybe creativity and to get some things going in as far as for your passing game? How you feel like he's been doing? Is there some things you'd like to see him do more of?
One thing I would say, like, I mean, look, these are the cards that we've all been dealt, and I would say look, let's start up front. It always starts up front, no matter what side of the ball you're talking about, defensive line or offensive line. We've had multiple combinations up front, and so you get kind of limited until you feel good about those five guys that you have up front. What I will say is we got out of the game yesterday relatively injury-free compared to the past couple of weeks. And so hopefully we could build some consistency there and those guys get on the same page.
How much of a role do you have with Alex Van Pelt in the offensive game plan as you build up so this week for the Texans? Or is that he's the head coach of the offense, you're overlooking
that? And I kind of took that back when I said it earlier. I think it was in training camp. Look, I'm ultimately the head coach. I spend time, a lot of time, equal time, I would say, with the offensive and defensive staff. And we go through all those things. And look, it may not be the same lingo, but I would say from an idea standpoint, remember, it's all about spacing. You know, I give my thoughts, and he puts together the game plan.
Do you give thoughts, though, with the last four plays? You're averaging just under 8 yards a carry. You have four plays to get in the end zone. You throw four straight times. Was that a mistake in hindsight?
Well, you know, I wouldn't want to say it's a mistake. What I will say is we got down there, and even though we did throw the ball, the execution of the plays was bad. That's what I would say.
I think there is a concern for those of us who loved you as a player. Wiggy was saying this earlier, that you don't have full say when it comes to something like starting, who your starting quarterback is going to be. And I think that comes from those who have heard you say, you said again on this show last week, he outplayed Jacoby Brissett in training camp. I think there are some who go, wait a minute, is it his decision to make? Yeah. And if so, how is he not walking in there today and going, all right, we got to give something different a try here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and that's fair. It's a fair assessment, your opinion. I'll just leave it at that. I mean, you guys are here. I mean, look, you can offer up any
opinion.
You got
the answers. I'm
just saying, you guys can.
All right, but if you wanted to, you would watch. Is it your decision only?
Can I say that it's my decision only?
Only. Not Elliot. Not Robert.
And that's no cap.
My decision only.
Okay.
Well, there's lots of cap space too. Yeah. I don't know.
No.
Oh, there are lots of players out there.
I'll lighten the mood a little.
The mood's not heavy, though, you know, for me at least. Like, look, we lost. We've not played well. We haven't performed well. We haven't coached well enough to get wins. With that being said, it's all a waste if we don't learn from these mistakes and get better going forward.
Yeah, I like that. NFLPA suggested this week that they want locker room interviews to go away. Sometimes guys are, you know, caught without a towel on. Sometimes Wiggy.
Is that the main thing, caught without a towel on?
Wiggy used to do that on purpose.
We're all adults.
Eyes up, eyes up. You don't know what I got below the waist.
What's happening?
You think they ought to go? No, all right. No opinion on that either way. All right. Anybody else with Coach before he gets to work?
When do you think you'll make a decision if you're going to go with Drake for next week?
Look, we're still going through the film from yesterday, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
Thank
Coach.
You, Gerard.
That is Gerard Mayo, and here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, that conversation with the coach brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The big breaking news yesterday, Jeremy Swayman has signed an 8-year, $8.25 million a year deal with the Bruins. The Patriots fell to the Dolphins yesterday 15-10. Jacoby Brissett completed 18 of 34 passes for 160 yards, the only touchdown of the day for the Pats, coming from Ramondre Stevenson, who didn't start the game after having some fumbling issues. Ramondre did get banged up in the game after. He was asked about that. All right.
Sorry, my fault. I was not prepared for that.
Big dog.
Here is the Stevenson cut.
I just felt a helmet right into my leg, right into my calf, really, is what it was. But I just had to make sure I was good, and I was. I felt all right to get back out there.
So some things from Gerard Mayo. I'm sure we'll get to that when we come back after.
Great
some
question,
nuggets.
Courtney. Yep.
Oh, thank you. Tonight we have Saints at Chiefs, kickoff at 8:15. Shime, can you reiterate what your little lock is going to be for this one?
Yeah, Justin Watson, receiver for the Chiefs, 25-plus receiving yards tonight.
All right, there you go. In college football for the show, BC fell to UVA in a terrible second half. Georgia beat Auburn 31-13, and UMass unfortunately dropped one to Northern Illinois 34-20. And you've got to try the 99 Restaurants' new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 56 degrees and raining. Going to be rain off and on throughout the day. Afternoon high in the 60s. And Greg, let me be the first to announce, Drake May starts Sunday at 1.
You think so?
I did do that at the beginning of the show. But
you did.
So after the second time.
I'm sorry. Post Gerard Mayo's commentary.
Right. Well, I want to know why you think that. We'll get to that coming up next.